we'd like to say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Glad to have you that are here with us today. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Be able to get ourselves out of the way. And do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Now, if you don't read with us, we're going to read some out of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. 25th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Very familiar scripture. We're going to read in your hearing this morning. Just ask that the Lord might bless. We'll start with the first verse. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." I believe that's all we're going to read. You can read throughout the rest of this chapter, and you'll find some other instances concerning that of the kingdom of heaven. But I'd like for you to pray for us this morning for just a minute. We'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just try to deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. This is very familiar scripture, I know. You've heard it read. You've heard it preached on, no doubt, a good bit down through your life. And it's not anything new that we have this morning. But I want you to realize that was actually going on in the midst of this. The Bible says here that they were 10 virgins. And it said 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. And it come down to the place to where the bridegroom came, and the foolish asked of the wise, said, "Give us of your oil." And they said, "Not so." lest we not have enough for ourselves. And it said, while they went, and they told them to go and buy. Now, I want you to think about this for just a minute. He said, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. So they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Now I want to preach this morning, the Lord being my helper, about it's too late. It's too late. That didn't finish the end of that verse. It said they went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And the door was shut. You know, we're living in a day and a time and an hour when people think they can do all kinds of things and get by with it. They really do. They don't think they can just do them. They think they can get by with them. But I'm afraid, brethren, that one day it's going to be too late. One day. I don't know when that day is. Truth of it is, you don't know when that day is. The fact of it is, as far as your life on this earth, my friend, it could be any time. He made mention more than once that we ought to be ready. Ready. And the Bible says here in this verse, he says, them that were ready. Did he not? Them that were ready went in to the marriage. And the door was shut. There's something to think about, brethren, when the door is shut. The Bible says also over in the book, I believe, of Revelation, it says that he openeth and no man can shut. And he shutteth and no man can open. But he also says to that of another church, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. To any man, if he hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come into him and sup with him, and he shall sup with me. Amen. Brethren, there's a time, brethren, that the door needs to be open. There is. There's a time today. I'm not going to give you the time. All I can tell you, my friend, is to not wait too late. Don't wait too late. Brethren, there's a time, brethren, that it'll just be too late. And you will not open the door. You will not. That door, my friend, the Bible teaches us about a time in the days of Noah. Brethren, Noah, being warned of God, Bible says, moved with fear. And he prepared an ark to the saving of his soul. Brethren, and the scripture says that when God told them to come into the ark, brethren, they went in. And when they all got in, that God shut to the door. I have no clue. The Bible don't say. Brethren, I've heard people say there's people hanging on the ark. There's people knocking on the door. I really don't know what men done. I can say this. They probably tried to do all they could to get on that ark. May not have initially. But brethren, I guarantee you, as that water began to rise, Brethren, they found themselves trying their best to get a hold of the ark. Trying their best. Brethren, it's like drowning and having nobody, brethren, to help you in that situation. Be awful, wouldn't it? Be awful. There's times, my friend, I've thought a lot of times we've been rafting. I've been up here in Nantahala. You get on the end of that thing down there where you're supposed to get off. And brethren, you don't get off, then all there is down through there for a long way is just bars hanging down. And brethren, you better get a hold of one. Why? Because you'll go off. That's what they're there for. There's an old song, they say, throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. Folks, I believe the lifeline's been thrown. I believe it's out, my friend. And when God's dealing with you, that's the only time you can come in at the door. You won't make it. You won't make it on your own. Bible did say these was 10 virgins. You say, preacher, they must have been good. Yeah, they had no oil. 5 of them had no oil. They didn't have, brethren, what it took in their life. Thank God to make it today. No, they didn't. And the Bible says, and the door was shut. The opportunity, my friend, was gone. Didn't have no more opportunity, brethren, to get in. These people today, my friend, you've heard of somebody saying, well, they're trying my patience. I believe, my friend, with all my heart, there's folks waiting and you're going to wait too late. You're lingering while the Lord's dealing and while the Lord's trying to move you. Brethren, and you won't move. Brethren, don't wait too late this morning. It'd be a shame. It would. It'd be a shame, brethren, for you to die and go to hell. Do you know that? Well, preacher, what do you mean? I got news for you. He died for you. Yes, sir. He died for you. That you might have a way, brethren, into the kingdom of God. But yet, you've not come today. You've not showed any interest. Brother, the Bible says, where I believe in the days of Isaiah, it says that the ass knows his master's crib. But he says, my people have not known. My people have not known. Brethren, these folks live in the day that know of Jesus, they know of the way, but thank God they're not in the way this morning. There's not but one way to the pearly gates. Do you know that? We sang that song. There's not but one way to the pearly gates. You say, preacher, we come to hear a good message this morning. I'm going to try my best to give you one. Brethren, this ain't something to play with. This ain't something, thank God, that you can just grab when you want to today. I believe with all my heart, brother, the Father has to be dealing with you. Yes, he does. He has to be dealing with you individually. Preacher, I just come to see how it is. down there. I want you to know something, my friend. We love everybody. Yes, sir. We sang a song, my friend, in the church hymn, my friend. It said, it makes me love everybody. Huh? Makes me love everybody. Brethren, with a love that we'd like to see you thank God born again this morning. You can't stay out of the world, my friend, because you ain't got what it takes. You may not like that. Everybody in the world telling you you're all right. Everybody, my friend, turn the radio on, the TV, and they all thank God, telling you and showing you, thank God, that it's just, my friend, easy as pie. Yes, they are. Read scripture to you. Ask you a few questions. I got a question for you. Is it too late? Is it too late? Listen to me. Has the door of opportunity shut on you today? Think about it. Brother, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. My friend, you'll sow. Brethren, if you sow to the flesh, brethren, it's of the flesh, it's sin. Brethren, think about it today. There ain't but one cure for sin. That's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He come. To save us from sin. From sin. Too late. Too late. The Bible said these five come and begin to knock on the door and said, Lord, Lord. And you know what he said to them? He didn't say, I once knew you. He says, I know you not. I know you not. You say, preacher, you mean the door of opportunity can shut on us? You better believe it can. You better believe, my friend. Brethren, if God's not dealing with you, thank God they ain't a hope for you today. Preacher, I wouldn't preach that. A lot of folks wouldn't. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You read in the scriptures. And even when Jesus was here, brethren, you see if those brethren that had opportunity, if they didn't cry out, if they had a need, if they was blind, brethren, if they were sick, my friend, if they had some that was sick, thank God they cried out to God while he was near. One old blind man began to cry and they told him to hush. Hush. Said, Jesus is passing by. And the Bible says that he cried the louder. And the Lord turned and he began to help blind Bartimaeus. Did he not? Too late. I'd hate to know, my friend, that I'd lived in this world and the Lord had dealt with me and I'd ignored him. Do you hear me? I'd ignored him. You might be thinking, my friend, I don't care, just to be honest with you, at the moment. Brethren, if you're one of his, thank God, he'll deal with you. Do you know that? He'll deal with you as a son. Yes, he will. Brethren, and the Bible says he'll chastise them that he loves. He said, if you're without chastisement, he said, you are a bastard. And not a son. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't like that strong preaching. Listen to me. When the door is shut on you, my friend, you're going to wish to God you could hear some preaching. Yes, sir. You're going to would, my friend, to God, that is just deal with you one more time. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Brethren, until this thing gets real to you, my friend, there ain't no hope for you. Did you know that? Why, preacher, Jesus is the hope. Well, just hollering his name ain't going to get it. You hear me? Just my friend saying that I know, thank God, that I've been saved, and but I ain't where I ought to be. Thank God, get where you ought to be. Bible says, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Do you know that? That's the foundation of God. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, God knows them that are his. If you're one of his, he knows. He knows. I'm going to say this, you know. You can look through the scriptures, my friend. The Bible says in the New Testament, it said it's not his will that any should perish. He has no pleasure in men going to hell. Do you know that? He has no pleasure, my friend, in men and women dying in a wicked state. Preacher, I don't know no wicked people. I tell you, they're sinners. They're sinners. Yes, they are. You don't know the Lord, my friend. It makes no difference what category he puts you in. You're going to be lost. Thank God you die lost. You'll be lost forever. There ain't no second chance. There ain't no third chance. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord won't deal with you anymore, but I got news for you. I don't know that he will. I don't know, but what the door hadn't been shut on your opportunity. You say, preacher, that's just too strong. My friend, it's something to think about. It's something, my friend, to get serious about. Brother, you liable to be gone just any time. There's no guarantee you'll live to 100. There's no guarantee you'll live to 80, 70, 60, 20. Listen. You can pick up the newspaper and you look in the obits. See how old they are. I'll promise you, you won't read long. You'll find one in the 20s. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. Listen, folks, whatever reason, I'm not saying they're lost. I'm not saying they're bad people, my friend, but you don't know the day nor the hour, brethren, that you'll leave this place. You know what David said about his life? David was a warrior. If you went out to battle, my friend, you just out not to come back. Ain't that the way it is? David was a warrior, my friend, and when he spoke and he says, there is but one heartbeat. Huh? One heartbeat between me and the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend, that is about 65 seconds for most folks. Normal heart rate, 65 to 70. 65 seconds, you could be gone. Preacher, I don't like to think about dying. I don't like to preach about dying, but brethren, you die without God. They ain't no other hope, folks. Not a one. Preacher, I thought there's going to be this and that. Yeah, you can hear all kinds of things. If you read the Word of God, you'll find out, my friend, that when they die, they bury them. Yes, they do. It's over. It's over. It's over as far as you getting right with God. There ain't no knowledge. You can go and read it for yourself. It's in there. There's no knowledge in the grave. Bible said, my friend, that a living dog is better than a dead lion. It don't matter how much strength you had. It don't matter how powerful you are. My friend, when you leave this world, brethren, you best have Jesus with you. Amen. They sang an old song, my friend, there'll be a light at the river for me. You know, we think old people, my friend, that when they get old in age and they get decrepit, and they do. That's exactly what will happen to you. I watched my grandmother, my friend. She wasn't a very tall person to begin with, but brethren, she got around 80 year old. My friend, she began to shrink. Yes, sir. Her stature went down. It wasn't no 2 or 3 inches, but she dropped an inch or so. Yes, she did. My friend, what's happening, preacher? Now, I don't like to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly what happens. My friend, that of life itself becomes death. You're dying. Preacher, I wouldn't tell people that. Well, it's what's happening. I know some 93 and 94-year-old people that look like they're still about 60. I do. And I know some 60-year-old people, my friend, that look like they're about 90. Yes, sir. And they ain't going to make it to 90. No, sir. They won't do it. Brethren, nature itself will teach you a lot of things. Yes, it will. Brethren, I'll guarantee you, you might be one that's saying, I'll just wait after a while and get things right with God. You'll get things right with the Lord when God's dealing with you, when He convicts you. Brethren, you'll have an answer for Him. Amen. And there is no guarantee that He'll deal with you but once. But once. Folks, it's real. I'm not shutting the door. I've looked at people. I saw my own dad. Brethren, they had him, took him to the hospital. They worked on him there in the ambulance before they took him. He was white as my shirt. And I'm not lying. Top to bottom. I don't know whether he knowed he's in the world or not. Put him in the hospital and they had him on one of them boards and his head down on the ground, just that way. Trying to get blood to his head. Hear me? White as a sheet. And I thought to myself, this man ain't gonna make it. This man ain't gonna make it. You know what? Brethren, his color come right back. You know what? Few days, he went right back home. Huh? Lived, I guess, four or five more years. Huh? We can't go on what we see all the time. We don't know. No, we don't. But you can pretty much tell what's going on with folks. And brethren, when it comes time, there's people that can tell you every step that's going to happen. Yes, sir. They can tell you what's coming next. They can tell you about how long it's going to be. Yes, they can. You know why? Brethren, it's their life. It's what they've dealt with all their life. Yes, sir. They know. They know. I'll guarantee you, my friend, there's one thing about you. That heart quit pumping, my friend. You won't be here. You know it? You won't be here. You'll be gone. You know what that is to you? That's a door shut. Yes, sir. It doesn't have to be bad. It could be a good thing. You know it? It could be a good thing. I've talked to folks. I've stood by the bed of folks. And my friend, some of them thank God just crying like babies. Yeah. Some of them said, thank you, Lord, thank you. Some of them didn't say nothing. Huh? They just left here. Didn't they, Leroy? Yes, they did. Y'all think about it. Preacher, I don't like thinking about dying. My friend, I'm honest as I can be, brethren. I don't think about dying all the time. I don't. But I'm going to say this. I think of it a lot different than I used to. I might not think of it often. I don't like just dwelling on it. Lord, help me. You know, I really feel sometimes that I'm about 15, 16 year old. My problem is I just can't do much. I get to doing things in a hurry, my friend, and my hurry run out. Real quick, Leroy. I'd sit down. Just a minute. Just a minute. What does that tell? What, like my mind, ain't nothing wrong with my mind.
Yeah. Ain't caught up with your body.
Yeah. Nothing. But listen, I don't know. I don't know what I'll face before I leave this world, but I want to tell y'all folks something. Thank God when I'm gone, I'm going to be in a better place. I'm going to be gone. I ain't coming back. Woo! Ain't that good? Ain't it good? Why, preacher, your door is shut as far as this world's concerned. But I'll live on. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You might not know. You'll live on too. Yes, you will. It just might not be as pleasant. This world might be the best thing you ever know. Do you know that? That's sad. That's sad. When you could be prepared. Prepared. Brethren, for that of just leaving this world. Yes, sir. But the truth of it is, you've got to get ready here. Here. Can't wait till you die. Can't do it. Preacher, he's dealt with me, and I've just put him off. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You might ought to pray he deal with you again. Preacher, I think I can just get down and get saved. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Folks, it takes that Spirit of God, my friend, to prick that heart. You know what happened to Saul when he was on the road to Damascus? Bible says that a light shined upon him and he fell to his knees. And he heard a voice, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Have you ever heard your name called? Huh? Have you ever heard your name called? Brother, I believe God knows you. He knows your name. He knows how to get your attention. And I realize this morning, you say, preacher, we're all saved here this morning. Well, I'm just going to preach to you. That's all I can do is preach to you. Deliver that God's given me. Brethren, and if you're not sure about this thing, my friend, you need to get sure. Yes, sir. You need to get sure. You need to ante up. Yes, sir. You need to come on. Let Jesus take over in your life. Preacher, I'm not going to be one of them Jesus freaks. Well, I'll tell you what. You liable to die and go to hell. There's things, brethren, that folks are holding on to absolutely that will send them to hell in that condition because of their unbelief. Well, preacher, I believe this and I believe that. It's got to be according to the Word of God. Did you know who the Word is? It's God. It's God. John said the Word was in the beginning. And the Word was with God. Is that what he said? And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with Him. Was it not? There was not anything made that was made except by Him. That was not made by Him. Brethren, He made all things. I don't care how long this world carries on and how far it goes, my friend. They'll never get around the fact that it takes the blood of Jesus to save a soul. To cleanse people from sin. That's what He come for. That's what He's here for. That's what me and you're still doing here. There's things about us. There's things about us. I thought in our Sunday school this morning, we was talking about how they looked at Daniel. Them 120 presidents over there, they didn't think too much of Daniel. Because Daniel was a slave. He was a captive. He had been brought in down there. He wasn't one of them. And they didn't really like him. And they was going to get rid of him. They really was. But I'm going to tell you something. What they saw in Daniel, my friend, was real. It was real. They knowed it was real. They had watched him. They had looked after him. Now I guarantee you they had made sure that he was going to be guilty of the proclamation they was going to get carried out. They did that. And the only thing they found against him was between him and his God. And he made a petition or he prayed to God 3 times a day. They knowed that. They knowed it without a doubt. And when they got the proclamation made over there, and they know that Daniel was going to pray, they was right on the scene. Right on the scene. And you know what they found Daniel? They found him guilty. He proved to them that he was just exactly what he was. He is a man of God. Yes, sir. He believed in God. He prayed to God. Yes, sir. You know the outcome. You know what the petition said. Put him in the den of lions. And the king, I'll rehearse it. It's pretty fresh. The king, my friend, took all day long before he put him in the den of lions. He done all he could, searched everything, I believe, he could to keep Daniel out of the den of lions. They couldn't keep him out of it. He put him in the den of lions, and you know what he told Daniel before he put him in there? He said, Daniel, I know thy God whom thou servest continually. He said, He will deliver thee. He will deliver thee. Amen. Brethren, they put him in the den of lions. The next morning, said very early in the morning, here come Darius, the king. And he cried out, said, O Daniel, has thy God whom thou servest continually, has he delivered thee? Has he delivered thee? No, Daniel cried out and he said, O king, said, live forever. Live forever. Thank God, said he has sent an angel and he's closed the mouths of these lions. Huh? What about that?
Amen.
What about that? And the Bible did say, it said, and the king was exceedingly glad. He was exceedingly glad. He knew there was something about Daniel, my friend, that it was going to work between him and his God. I told them at the end this morning, we'll ask them to get a verse of a song. I'm about done. I could go on and on. There's things in this life. And I told them at the end of class this morning, some of them made mention about the 11th chapter of Hebrews being the faith chapter. And it said, y'all know what it says. Tells about all them that had faith. And then it comes on down there and talks about time wouldn't permit because of the women and the men alike that overcome this and that. And they had done different things. He said, of whom this world is not worthy. Whom this world is not worthy. And I told him at the end of class, I said, you know what? I know people that's been in my life that was just as faithful as them people. You know folks. You know folks around here. You know folks today, without a doubt, that you know's just as faithful Abraham or Noah. Yeah. Or Moses or Daniel. Yes, you do. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't go on their coattail. I've had people to tell me they know so-and-so was a good man. Then they'd turn around and they said, well, I'll say that he's a man of God. But you know what? They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't turn their heart and their life over to the Lord. You can't go on mamas and dads. You can't go on grandma, grandpa. You can't go on brother or sister. You can't go husband or wife. It's already been said this morning. Brethren, it's an individual thing. Individually. Individually. You know what that means? That means it's you.
Amen.
You. As an individual. Don't let the door of opportunity shut on you. Don't let the time. I had a man call me one night. It's fairly late. He said, Brother Randy, he said, I need to talk to you. He said, I've done committed the unpardonable sin. He was dead serious. And I talked to him. And to hear, you should have heard his voice. It put chills on you. Brother, he, within himself at that moment, he felt like, brethren, he is going to split hell wide open. That's exactly what he felt. I told him, I said, Lord's dealing with you, son. Lord's dealing with you. Do something about it.
Yeah.
And I'd heard a couple of 3 weeks after that he did. He did. He done something about it. He got things right between him and the Lord. Folks, God is a reasonable God. You go to the book of Isaiah. And this is what the Lord said unto those people that ignored him. And those people that wouldn't have much to do with him. You know what he said to them? He said, come. Now let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them just white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. Brethren, there's nothing no more reasonable that you'll ever find than God's reasonability about you. He's reasonable. He'll take that old black heart and wash it, and it'll be white as snow. Yes, He will. Let us stand. Sing verse some song.
Sing 541 in the Psalms of Faith at the bottom.